Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're going to be talking about using lime to manage plant nutrients. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Larry Oldham, Mississippi State University Extension Soil Specialist. Larry, what does lime do for plant nutrients?
We add lime to soils which are acid and which need to be increased to increase productivity of the plants. Liming does this through several mechanisms. It helps prevent aluminum and or manganese toxicity, which are two things which can be deadly to plants grown in low pH soils. We will increase the availability of the native phosphorus and molybdenum in our soils. Improving the pH will also help us with nitrogen fixation in our legume crops, such as soybeans and other clovers and alfalfa, if we have any growing in the state now. It improves the efficiency of fertilizers that we add, phosphorus and potassium fertilizers. And it also increases the volume of soil which is explored by the roots, which, again, leads us to better efficiency, better use of the native soil nutrients that are there if we address pH needs through a liming program.
What do you use?
In Mississippi, we have a variety of liming materials available. The main thing I think of, being a native of Western Kentucky, where a lot of it comes from, is calcitic lime or calcium carbonate-based limes. That is available from many of the retailers. Again, most of it comes from other places, such as Kentucky or Alabama, Missouri, Tennessee. Therefore, it's an expensive process to use, as are the other liming materials, because of the transportation issue. Dolomitic lime has calcium and magnesium in it. It is available, particularly in the southern part of the state. I think most of that comes from sources in Alabama. If you want to use something from closer to home, we still have our former, what we call the former state lime pits, which provide marl for liming use. There are some other things which can be used that can be available from time to time. It may be used quite a bit in some horticultural applications, such as burnt lime, calcium oxide, ground shells. I will say here also that pelletized lime is available, speaking of horticultural application. One thing to be aware of in sales of these materials, of pelletized lime, is that a pound of lime is a pound of lime is a pound of lime. Pelletized materials are usually very fine calcitic materials which have been coated, and when they are coated, they spread easier. One of the keys to lime effectiveness is if you have a very small grind, fine size, so it will dissolve. Again, these are very hard materials to start with. The pelletized lime has been coated, so some people say that 700 pounds is good as a ton of an uncoated lime. Well, in the first year, that 700 pounds becomes all available at once, so you're going to have to reapply the next 2 years, whereas with the regular material, you'd be putting a ton down at one time. So that's one thing to be aware of when you're looking at the various materials.
And when should we use lime?
The best time to get our lime out there is a long time before the plants are going to be needing it. What this means goes back to, it talked about the fineness of grind is one of the components of limestone quality. The calcitic limes, dolomitic limes, these materials are very, very hard rocks. So the smaller that the particles are, the more surface area is available for water to dissolve the chemical that's in that it makes up the limestone. So if you're in a agronomy crop, I like to see liming programs done in the fall so you have time to react. If you can't do it in the fall, the best alternative is to mix the material in with the soil so that you can improve this reaction time. Because once again, these materials are very, very hard rocks. And so it takes time and water to dissolve them.
Okay, thank you so much. Today we're speaking with Larry Oldham, Mississippi State University Extension Soil Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.